Have you ever seen the seen what was it made out of?
Well, the milk bucket was made out of tinned sheet iron, I imagine you'd call it.
Mm-hmm.
And the water buckets were made out of cedar.
Mm-hmm.
But the well bucket, that's the one that went into the well, that was made out of galvanized sheet metal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like this roofing
roof,
on the
yeah.
barn out there. Uh-huh. It was made out of that same material. Well, it's made out of this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You would not put milk in this.
Why?
It was a tinned bucket because the galvanized, the zinc on it was not good.
Mm-hmm.
But you would take, and the water buckets, the buckets that we brought into the house to cook,
mm-hmm.
were made out of cedar.
Yeah.
And one of the jobs that you did every Saturday was to The kitchen was moored.
Mm-hmm.
You scrubbed the kitchen and you scrubbed the benches and you scrubbed the table with sand and potash.
Mm-hmm.
And you scrubbed the water bucket or the water buckets. And then our well bucket was not as big around as this, about this size.
Uh-huh.
But it was about this much higher. It held about 2 gallons.
Uh-huh. Well, what did you use to, feed the pigs with, throw scraps in from the table?
Slop. We put it in the slop bucket.
Uh-huh. Take it out to the pigs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what did you used to use or still use for cooking eggs in?
A frying pan.
Mm-hmm. With,
They call them spiders.
Did you use that when you were smaller?
No. But I heard it used quite often.
Mm-hmm.
And you still hear it.
Mm-hmm. All right,
we said a frying pan, but people did say spiders. And we made cornbread on a griddle.
Mm-hmm. Did all the fry pans look like the one you have now? With a flat bottom or?
Just exactly the same stuff. Like
that. And this is, that's cornbread griddle. I still like it. Ooh. Well, most of
them made out of that. They're made out of cast iron.
Mm-hmm. Do they have, you've seen, do you ever have one with little legs?
No, but my grandmother had some.
Mm-hmm.
And they used them to, it would be boilers. She had some little boilers that were on legs.
Mm-hmm.
And long after she started cooking on a stove, a wood stove, they still used those things. And I don't know what they call them. They had a special name for them. To heat water in.
Mm-hmm.
So that you wouldn't go to the kitchen and build a fire. They would heat water in them at the fireplace. And then you had a thing called that you call today a Dutch oven. Now I saw one of those that was hers too, that you cooked biscuit in, that you baked in.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what the name of it was.
Oh.
It was not a Dutch oven. Not the same thing that you buy today that's a Dutch oven.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it was called.
Did you used to have?
I really call them spiders because it stood on legs.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have big containers to heat water in? Real big ones?
We had a tea kettle.
Mm-hmm.
A kettle.
Yeah.